I'm going to ask Jim and Naoma Brubaker to come on up, and they're going to give us a little update about what's been going on with Naoma's medical situation. And so if you guys would come on up. You still have your microphone? Good, you do.
I'm going to do the talking this morning because Naoma's not quite up for it. So May 22nd began a new journey for the both of us. That was the first hospitalization that Naoma experienced. And since that time, our life has felt a little bit like riding a roller coaster. Meeting with various doctors and all of their good intentions has been up and down. But first of all, I want to thank you for your love and your prayers, your concern, your meals and cards. We have just really, really sensed your love and care, and we really appreciate that. But through all of this adventure, there's one verse that has really stuck out to me. It's really my claim. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Naoma is diagnosed with a very serious blood disorder. And I never knew much about blood up to this point in time. For most people, it was red, except if you were a John Deere tractor fan, it was probably green. And I knew you didn't want to see it. But I've learned an awful lot more since that. But we have seen God at work in so many ways. It's humbling. The first diagnosis came at Geisinger, and it's a diagnosis which, when we got to, through a long story of events, we ended up at New York Presbyterian Hospital in New York City, and they were impressed that Geisinger found this so quickly. They said many people go undiagnosed for years. So we are thankful for that. Naoma had a bad day Thursday a week ago, and we met with a cardiologist, and he said, I want you to see a colleague of mine at NY Presbyterian. We left the doctor's appointment that day after 5 o'clock. The next day, we received an email from Dr. Maurer in Presbyterian indicating that we had a 7 o'clock appointment this past Wednesday. To finish that all off, he then scheduled an appointment for 2 hours later with the hematologist at Presbyterian. The last doctor that we met with at Geisinger before, it was that Thursday evening, he said, I want to be realistic with you. He said, you have a very serious condition. You have a 20% possibility of seeing another year. That hit us. We went into New York with that on our minds. But God is an amazing God. And those doctors looked at it very differently. In fact, the hematologist suggested that there's a good possibility for full remission. The procedure is this. Naoma will begin treatment on the 2nd of July, and that will run for 3 consecutive Tuesdays and then a week off. And she will have 6 cycles of that ending December the 10th. The issues that surround that are several. First of all, she's not going to be radioactive or anything like that, but because of her severely compromised immune system, she is not to shake hands with you, to hug you, and we're not even sure how much she'll be able to be at church. She cannot come in contact with children who have had a live vaccine, and probably more distance, we'll yet learn. She's going to be tired, likely nauseated, and very likely disoriented at some point along the way. All of this to simply say that at the end of that, if everything is successful, there's a good possibility of a stem cell transplant next February. What we need most of all from you today is your love and your prayers. And probably the best way to communicate that is through an email or a card. If you would like to talk with her, probably the best way to do that is to give me a call in my cell. It's in the directory, and see if she's up to talking. She very well may not be. But in all of this, I would just simply like to say we've had so many God events in this whole thing. On the way back Wednesday afternoon after the appointments and leaving half of her blood in New York City, we just held hands and cried and said, God has blessed us, and He has. But we do need your prayers. We love you and appreciate what you've done for us. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jim. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we want to just continue to lift up Naoma to you and Jim and the entire family. We ask you to continue to do a miracle. We ask you to continue to heal her body. We thank you that you are a great God that we can trust and that we can pray to and that we can lean in on. Father, I also today want to lift up the Hunsberger family. Dennis's father went to be with you yesterday and is in your presence in a way that we cannot fully imagine, but we can rejoice. But we ask that your peace and your comfort be with Dennis and his family and the other members of the family, that you would just comfort them at this time and through the whole entire grieving process. Assure them of our love and our prayers. And Father, as many people don't know, Kay Zimmerman was taken by ambulance from here to Evan with some heart issues, some AFib concerns. And so we just ask your presence to be with her right now. And Father, we ask your healing hand to be upon her. And we pray for peace upon those with her and the members of her family as well. Father God, you are a great God, a God that we have this amazing privilege of coming to you with our requests, the amazing privilege of knowing that whatever the circumstances turn out to be, that you are in control and that you mean those circumstances and you intend those things for your glory and for our good. God, help us not to forget how great you are, how incredible your name is. And now as we take our offering, we ask that you would just bless this money that's being received. Use it for your purposes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.